USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
On Capitol Hill, more than 300 pages of testimony released from a man named George Kent who worked at the State Department. His exact title, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State. Now, he testifies behind closed doors at Adam Schiff's ongoing impeachment inquiry hearing in the basement of the Capitol, Kent admitting he never had firsthand information about Ukraine matters. He also claims Rudy Giuliani conducted a campaign of lies, his words. No response yet to all of this from the former New York City mayor, who's been representing the president as a personal lawyer. In other news, John Bolton, a no-show at Adam Schiff's ongoing impeachment inquiry hearing. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 182 points to close at 27,674, the NASDAQ up almost 24 points, the S&P 500 gaining 8. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska, but then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting New Hampshire to file on behalf of President Trump for the First in the Nation primary, which takes place in February. Pence at the State House with the paperwork, chance of 4 more years from supporters who line the hallway outside the Secretary of State's office. Then the Vice President heading to Manchester to speak at the annual Politics and Eggs event hosted by the New England Council and the New Hampshire Institute of Politics.
Despite incredible opposition by the Democrats and their allies in the media, we have delivered. I mean, think about it. We've rebuilt our military, restored the arsenal of democracy, rolled back regulation, fought for free and fair trade, 6.7 million new jobs created.
To Chicago, where Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson telling reporters he's retiring. He's been head of the department for more than 3 years and with the force for 31.
It's time for someone else to pin these four stars on their shoulders.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Democrats and Republicans predictably split as to what the results of this week's election mean in terms of 2020. USA Radio's Tim Berg with reaction now from the head of the RNC.
It's unclear what Tuesday's elections mean, with Democrats claiming majorities in both houses of Virginia's legislature and possibly winning the governor's race in Kentucky. Many are saying this looks bad for the president, but GOP Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel reminds us on Fox News.
You have to remember the president's not on the ballot with these races. So he's going in to these states and bringing a lot of our candidates across the finish line, does exceptionally well in rural areas. What we're seeing with the suburbs, though, is they are rejecting the socialist agenda of the Democrat Party.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In USA News for Your Health, there's a new sleep study out.
It's a study that finds insomniacs may be more likely to suffer a stroke or a heart attack than people who get a good night's sleep on a regular basis. The study analyzed sleep habits of about 500,000 people in China over a 10-year period, and they found that those with symptoms of insomnia were 22% more likely to have heart disease, and they were 10% more likely to have a stroke than those who slept well. The findings held true even after researchers adjusted for other factors, like smoking and alcohol use and physical activity levels. The scientists say they're still unclear about the connection, though, between insomnia and heart disease. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.